the importance of getting good rest or good sleep. So one of the biggest things you can possibly do in order to see the biggest gains from every study I've seen, from everywhere, and just from knowing personally, is really making sure you get the proper amount of sleep. So whether that's 7, 8, 9 hours, you shouldn't be trying to cut it down to 3, 4, 5 hours and really think, hey, I'm on the hustle, I'm on the grind. Because honestly, that cuts into the gains that you're going to make. That cuts into everything that you're working so hard to do. Sleep is definitely an important part of all your muscle gain, all of your fitness, and everything you're looking to do. So just like nutrition, just like working out, sleep is a huge component of that. And one of the biggest things that's always stifled my sleep is my phone. I think it's safe to say that I'm fairly addicted to my phone. It's something where at night I can get on YouTube or on a podcast or a Kindle book or something, and it just keeps me, or whether it's Instagram or TikTok or whatever it is, and I just find myself half an hour, hour, 2 hours, 3 hours go by, and I'm still awake and still kind of caught up in this rabbit hole of information or mindless videos. And I'm sure I'm not alone out there. I know that a lot of people deal with this. And so one of the first ways I tried to get rid of this was just putting my phone out of reach. So once my phone was down for the night, or once I was going to bed for the night, I'd have my phone outside of my reach so I couldn't actually grab it. And then I found that that was sometimes helpful, sometimes not. I mean, it wasn't that hard for me to just get up and go grab it. It really made me realize how addicted to my phone I was. But then I also found that just turning off my phone completely is one of the best ways to get rid of that as well. So obviously if you have your alarms or whatever that is, I mean, you have to make sure that you're able to accommodate that. But, yeah, having your phone out of reach is probably one of the best ways to help you out. Just make sure that you're not going up and getting it, in the middle of the night. And then another thing that really helped with sleep was getting these blackout shades for the bedroom. And used to have like open windows, the sun would come in. And I mean, whenever the sunrise is, whether it's 6, 7 o'clock, would like instantly wake you up. And I found that getting that extra hour or two of sleep could really be helped by the blackout shades. And so a lot of that comes with like street lights, or if you just have outside lights that are peering in and kind of keeping you awake, those blackout shades are not very expensive at all and a great way to get deep sleep. And another tip is to really get enough exercise throughout the day. I realize days where I don't get a ton of exercise, and then all of a sudden it comes time to go to bed, I'm not tired, I'm not ready to go to bed, just kind of, I mean, ready to keep going throughout the day. Another big tip is to not have caffeine after a certain amount of time. My cutoff is probably about 4 o'clock. Maybe 3 o'clock would be better for me. But I think everyone has a level of caffeine intake. Some people say that it doesn't affect them. But I think overall, I mean, it's something that can keep you up. If I have a coffee 5, 6, 7 at night, I mean, I can definitely feel the effects of it. And it is not good for trying to go to bed, trying to go to sleep. And then the last thing that I found is super, super helpful. I've been doing it a lot lately. Obviously, you need to figure out if it's right for you. But taking some melatonin, you can take about 5 to 10 milligrams of melatonin. And for me, especially at first, they say that you kind of grow accustomed to it, or once you've used it for a while, it doesn't have as much effect. But it's a natural way for you to go to sleep and get tired right away. And I don't know if it's placebo effect or if it's really truly, I mean, it seems to work very, very well, very, very effective. But whenever I take melatonin, I feel like I'm asleep within the next 5-10 minutes. So that's just another option. And I really like the gummies, kind of taste good. I'm taking them before bed, and just a great way to wind down and fall asleep. And then actually another final tip, I mean, if you need to, you can take a warm shower. Kind of gets you set for bedtime, all clean and ready to go to bed. and it just mellows you out in order to fall asleep right away. And so there you have it. Kind of quick tips are really get rid of your phone. Make sure that you have blackout shades. Make sure that you've exercised enough throughout the day. You can take a variety, you can take melatonin, and then also you can take a warm shower and really get ready for bed. But at the end of the day, sleep is so, so important. So I want to make sure that this helps you out in all that you're doing in your fitness journey.